Welcome back to Revive Nations podcast. Revive Nations is a global ministry with one mission: to raise an army of Jesus lovers around the world. Prepare your heart to receive something fresh from the voice of God, Prophet Shaiju Matthew, and be revived, renewed, and restored.
Oh my God. This is very important. This is important. Go on to the next slide. So the 69 weeks, there is a break. Okay? And then there is the 1 week that makes it the 70 weeks. And there's a reason for that. Okay? 69 weeks, and then comes what? The 1 week. And in between, there is a break which the scholars, they call it the church age. Okay? Because if you notice, the 69 weeks is saying that then the Messiah will be cut off, but not from himself. Who is himself? The body of Christ. This is where it is talking about the Christ is being removed from you. That is your people. That is the Jewish people. Christ, at the end of 69 weeks, the crucifixion happens and they reject Christ. So now Christ is removed from there. And that is where Apostle Paul says it was because they rejected him that now Christ was made available for Gentiles. So we Gentiles would have never had access to Jesus if they would not have denied Jesus. So, in a way, thank you. So that 69 weeks brings a season called the church age, where now the church is now tasting Jesus. Okay? And that is why it is not a consecutive 70 weeks. It's 69 weeks, and then there is a season, and then comes the 70th week. So I want to focus on the 70th week. Okay, go on to the next slide. So 1 week is equal to 7 years. Remember, 1 week is equal to 7 years. Now the 70th week, that is the last 1 week of the 70 weeks, the 70th week is equal to how many years? 7 years. This 7 years is the end time, what they call as the year of tribulation. The 70th week. All right, let's break that 70th week down. Go on. The 70th week, that is the final week, which comes in the end times, is divided by 3.5 years and 3.5 years. It's divided into two. Okay, the 3.5 years is the tribulation years, and the other 3.5 years is the greater tribulation, because 1 week is equal to 7 years, broken into two halves. That is 3.5 years, which is 1260 days. That is the moment where he's talking about when verse 27.
Verse 10, 27.
Uh-huh.
Then he shall confirm a covenant.
Okay, so now he's talking about the Antichrist. He shall confirm the covenant with
many for 1 week.
For 1 week. So the 69 weeks is over now. And then is a separate week that is being talked about. Okay, what is he going to do? How does the week start with a confirmation of a covenant? What they call as, there will be a peace treaty. Oh, peace, peace. We need peace. We need unity. We need unity. Okay? That peace treaty, go on. And in the midst of the week.
But in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering.
Okay. So what is he going to do? Halfway through the peace treaty, he's going to break the treaty. Okay, this is whom he's talking about. This is talking about the Antichrist. So you're looking at the manifestation of Antichrist around here, 3.5 years. Okay, and from there, you're looking at 3.5 years, right here in the middle of that last week, what is he going to do? He is going to break the treaty. So what he's going to do is he's going to come and tell Israel, look, you guys are being attacked from all corners. All these enemies are coming to fight you. So let us help you. And the way we're going to help you is by creating a peace treaty. Now Israel will be very happy. Israel will sign up. There is peace in the Middle East and everybody's clapping hands. Midway of that 3.5 years of making the peace treaty, what is he going to do? He is going to come into the sanctuary and he is going to stop the sacrifices. Now, by the 3.5 years treaty, what he's going to offer is that you guys can have your temple back. You guys can start your sacrifices back. He's going to give them all these nice words that is going to get them excited and happy to sign the treaty. And then halfway through that is when he's going to say, no more sacrifices. He's going to come into the temple and desecrate the temple. And he's going to declare himself as God. And he will now demand people to worship him. It's almost like the man nature of the Antichrist ends with that. And the reptilian nature of the Antichrist will begin to manifest from there. From that moment, he is going to be deadly, dangerous, scary. Now he's going to have a free reign for the next 3.5 years called the Greater Tribulation. Let's continue reading that. Yeah.
But in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering.
Uh-huh.
And on the wing of abominations shall be one who makes desolate.
Uh-huh.
Even until the consummation which is determined is poured out on the desolate.
Okay, so you're going to see turmoil like never before. Persecution like never before. You're seeing a complete takeover. I'll visit the 7 years in a moment. But can I take you to another school of thought?
Yes.
Just in case you're like, this 3.5 years and all that. All right, just stay with me. Are you with me?
Yes.
So let's go back to the school of thought of the millennial years. Okay? In the beginning, when God created earth, everything that he created was finished on the seventh day. And the Bible says, one day of the Lord is what? 1,000 years. The fulfillment of the earth is connected to that. That means that the earth's lifespan biblically is 7,000 years. And in the 7,000 years, the final 1,000 years is the 1,000 years of reign of Jesus, where he takes the bride up and then he comes down to reign for 1,000 years. Ooh. You will see that 1,000-year reign in Revelation chapter 20 verse 4. For those who are interested, please write this down. You have to be a student of the word. If tomorrow somebody says, why do you believe what you believe? Don't say, come and meet my pastor. Yes, you have to be able to give them all these verses. Revelation 20 verse 4, please.
And I saw thrones,
uh-huh,
and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, uh-huh, or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
Oh, men of God, they didn't pay attention. They're all getting excited because of the 1,000 years. Maybe you should read it again.
Prophet, I will read it again. Thank you. Revelation 20 verse 4. And I saw thrones. And they sat upon them. And judgment was given unto them.
They didn't see one throne. They saw thrones. Welcome to governance. Okay, there'll be priests and there'll be kings. Your revelation today will determine what you'll be doing, when Revelation 20 verse 4 happens, whether you'll be pushing some cart, whether you'll be a postman, what job you will give that day will depend on what you eat today. All right, we need kings. Okay, go on.
And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus.
For the witness of Jesus. That means that you cannot witness without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who gives you the witness of Jesus. So if the Holy Spirit is taken off, then you're witnessing by what? I didn't say it, you said it, okay? Alright, and then?
And for the Word of God.
Okay, witness of Jesus and for the Word of God. Okay, go on.
And which had not worshipped the beast.
That means that there is a season where you and I, I'm going to smile so that it doesn't look scary. Look at your neighbor and say, breathe. Just tell him to breathe. Yes. Take a deep breath. That means that there is going to be a threat. They're going to say, you have to worship the beast, otherwise we won't give you food. Yeah, you can fast, but what happens when your children are fasting? Okay, what happens when your infants have to fast? That is when many people will deny Jesus. Okay? So, that is going to happen, and they're saying that if you don't worship the beast, we're going to cut off your head. Some of you, you are afraid of an injection. I just noticed that our people from Chicago is watching, a church in Chicago. God bless you. God bless you. Please take your seats. So, what is happening is so critical. Because he's saying that if you don't worship the beast, nor have his image, okay, what is going to, they're going to reintroduce guillotines. My question is, how are you going to survive when you are so easy to be removed from the church? Forget about the kingdom of God. You are so offended. You were ready to leave the church because the usher told you to change the seats. They told you stand in line and you're like, why should I stand in the line? You were ready to leave the church because your sister looked at you the wrong way. Antichrist will not have to work hard. I think the Antichrist is going to bring some ashes. You'll be ready to deny Jesus. If I have to deal with this usher, I quit. So easy to scatter the believers today. So easy. So easy. Imagine you had a fight with your husband and your prayer life was gone. I don't feel like praying today. Why? Because my husband said something. Your husband, one line was enough for you to stop praying. It didn't even take a lot for you to skip church. All it was World Cup is happening. World Cup. Because God is saying, let my people be ready. Because you do not know when the rapture is. And yet you were more ready for World Cup than you were ready for church. I have to tell you the full truth, guys. I can't just leave it to you. God is going to look into your heart and see if you are worthy. And it does not mean that you're washed with the blood of Jesus. Now you can do whatever. And then you still make it. No. I'll give you verses, but let's see. And then they're going to force us to receive the mark.
Neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
And they lived. So when Jesus said, some of you will not see death. we are in that generation. Did you hear me? I said we are in that generation. And they reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Now we need to break this down. I don't want to just teach. We have to verify. Because Bible is beyond just faith. It is factual. Faith does not ignore facts. Are you with me?
Yes.
So here's a calculation I want you to see. From Adam to Jesus, if you calculate the 40 generations from Abraham, 40 generations, 40 generations, 40 generations, if you do the math, from you go study your Matthew chapter 1, you will see up to Jesus is exactly 4,000 years. Because from the time of Jesus, the birth of Jesus, to now, is already how many years? 2,000 years. Plus the 1,000 years of reign, 7,000 years, at the end of which the earth will be burnt. The heaven and earth will pass away at the end of the 1,000 years of reign. And it is, those who want climate warming, that's where your climate warming is. Sorry, I couldn't help it. So at the end of that is when God will make new heavens, new earth. The Garden of Eden is restored, and there will be no more time, and we shall live forever. That's 7,000 years. So let's focus on this 2,000 years. Yeah. So the beginning of that 2,000 years, okay? The timeline does not start. This is the key. This is the catch. Go back to the previous slide. Okay. This is 4,000 years plus 2,000 years from the birth of Jesus, and the 1,000 years, which makes the 7,000. But the prophecy given to Daniel did not start with 0 AD. Okay. Now go to the next forward slide. It starts with Gabriel is coming and saying, from the time where the decree is passed to build the temple, from that time to where the Messiah is cut off. That is how many weeks? That is 69 weeks, which is 483 years. So if you're going to count the 2,000 years, you don't count from the birth of Jesus. You count from when the Messiah is cut off. Bible is accurate. I said the Bible is accurate. Let me give you one more very interesting verse that I said I need to teach this. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go to the book of Matthew.
Yes, Prophet. Matthew 24, the same chapter.
Same chapter.
Verse 40. Okay. Two men will be in the field. Mm-hmm. One will be taken and the other left.
Uh-huh.
Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and the other left.
All right. At this point, say, Lord, I shall not be left behind. Oh, with all your heart, say the prayer again. Okay, next, please.
Watch, therefore. Uh-huh. For you do not know what hour your Lord is coming.
So I want you to pay attention to this verse. It's saying, watch, therefore, because you do not know the hour that he is coming. Why do I need to watch if this is supposed to be a shock event? If I'm just supposed to just be in church, do my right thing, and then when it happens, it happens. Why do you want me to watch? Because you're saying watch because you do not know. Because that means there is not a date announced. So God is saying, I need you to be a watchman and look at the signs and know when it is coming. Are you following what I'm saying? Many people interpret this verse wrong. They say, watch because nobody knows it's coming. No. Watch for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. You don't know. It was not given to you. The date and time was not given to you. So your responsibility is what? If you don't keep watching, it will strike you and you will miss it. This is why I confidently said, if your World Cup is your idol, you're watching the screen, you're not watching on the Lord. You have made it clear, your choice is what? The world over the house of God. You have to stay watching. Go on. All right.
But know this, verse 43, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into.
Okay. That means if you watch, you will not allow the thief to break into it. And yet Jesus is saying that he comes like the thief in the night. That means if you watch, you will know when the thief is coming. Ay, 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 ay. Are you listening to what I'm saying? He's saying the ones who are not watching, for them, it'll come like a thief in the night. But if you watch, it will not come by surprise. Can we take time to thank God that somebody has watched? Amen. And that it will not come to you by surprise. It will not take you and your house and your children by surprise.
Hello, hello, welcome back once again. We are so glad that you were able to tune in and hear this word. I know that this word has kindled your spirit and you will go forth with mighty strength. Thank you for following us and partnering with us. Every seed that you have sowed is a blessing, not just to us, but to the nations. And so may the Lord remember your giving and richly bless you. Much love and shalom.
Distance is not a barrier to God. RevivNations.tv is now open to live participation to our services.